Red Wings. It's so nice out that I'm planting the seeds for a great future. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode number 159. Go Red Wings! What can I say? I am obsessed with the Red Wings. And American Idol. I think Adam's gonna win it all. So thanks for checking out today's Guy in a Tie podcast. My voice is a little rough because I went to the Red Wings game last night where they beat the Anaheim Ducks. The Mighty Ducks went down. That was an amazing game. Actually, I was talking with Eric in my first hour, and my ears are still ringing. My voice is still rough. I went with Mr. Needon, Mr. McBrady, and Mr. O to the Joe. I had a great time. We had a wonderful time, man. It was so loud. It was so amazing. All right, well, enough of that. I'm talking about today's Guy in a Tie. School's in session. Don't worry about the future. If you do your very best every day, the future will take care of itself. And that right there takes away your worries. So students, don't worry about the future. And listen to today's Guy in a Tie School's in Session later on in the podcast. But you know what? This is a podcast where I play the best in new and independent music, and I have some amazing independent tracks today. I have today The Morning Light, Mayday Cries the Captain, The Beggar's Lights, Land and Fall, and Mayday Parade, as well as another one I might squeak in at the end. But these are new and independent bands, and I dig them, I love them, and I hope you do too. So you know what? I made some friends at the Joe. Yes, I made some brand new friends. This is Brand New Friends by The Morning Light. Hope you dig it on today's Guy in a Tie podcast. Hey, don't worry about the future. Seriously, don't do it. Don't worry.
I'm sure you're justified.
Guys, please don't worry about the future, because the decision you make and the actions you take today will be the best you can do right now. Then you'll do the same tomorrow, and next week, and then the next year. Those best I can do decisions will add up and eventually will make up your future. In other words, someday today's future will be yet another today. And when it arrives, my suggestion is to make it the best day possible. And at the very least, you guys know what? Sparks is to the rescue. This is Sparks to the Rescue with a track called Skeleton. Hope you dig it on today's Guy in a Tie.
You need to come home, my skeleton. I'll give you some skin to make you whole again. You need to come home, my skeleton. As sure as the wind, your bones come marching in.
Ooh, my skeleton. Come home.
So dudes and dudettes, just go to guyinatie.com where you guys can find a link to all the bands featured on today's Guy in a Tie podcast right here at Skyline High School. How cool is that? You guys get the best in new and independent music right here on Guy in a Tie and skylinepodshow.com. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. You guys know this is the part of the show, Guy in a Tie podcast show, where you find five snippets of movies and your job is to figure out what movie they are from. Sorry for my really weird voice, but I burned my voice out at the Red Wings game. We beat the Ducks. All right, this is the Clicker Challenge. Good luck. Number one.
They're here.
Number two.
I'll be back.
only in a rerun.
Number three.
That's incredible. Imagine 7 million people all wanting to live together. Yeah, New York must be the friendliest place on earth.
Number four.
You know what they say. Human see, human do.
Number five.
I do.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah. I had a little swear word on gynetide.com. Well, who cares? It's just time to dance. This is Just Dance with Mayday, Cried the Captain. Hope you dig it on today's Gynetide podcast. Hey, I hope you dig it. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
So hey, that was Mayday, Cried the Captain, with an amazing track called Just Dance. Man, you gotta dig it when they do a little bit of screamo with Lady Gaga's electro pop track on today's Guy in a Tie. Man, that was cool. All right, so the Red Wings won, and American Idol is up. It's Adam versus Chris. Definitely everyone's gonna vote for Adam, but they said there were only a difference of a million. That was kind of weird. What I usually do is I'll vote for one of the guys, and then whichever one I can get through, that means they're going to lose. And the other one that I can get through means they're going to win. And that's how I know who's going to win. Whoever gets the most votes, and I get jammed up on the telephone. All right, American Idol, Danny was voted off, and Chris and Adam are the final two. You know, 9 weeks ago, Paula Abdul predicted that this season's American Idol finale would come down to the showdown between Danny and Gogi and Adam Lambert. She was only half right. When Adam performs next week, he'll be squaring off against Chris Allen, not Danny. Despite never having been among the bottom three vote-getters this season, Danny wound up on the short end of 88 million votes Wednesday night, which eliminated him from the competition. With only a million votes separating Chris and Adam this week, Danny's sizable voting block could still influence the outcome. Will his supporters throw their weight behind dark horse turn contender Chris, or will they stay away from the telephones? The answer to that question could determine your next American Idol. I think it's going to be Adam. Okay, this is a band called The Bigger Lights with a track called Closer. Time Stops Breathing. A Guy in a Tie.
Yeah.
Tai Gainatai met this student who was in turmoil because she didn't know what she wanted to do with the rest of her life. She was panicked that she didn't know if she would make it into college or what kind of career she would have. She was insecure about whether she'd be able to make enough money, please her mom, or find the right husband. In short, she was immobilized because she felt she was running out of time and she didn't have any answers. And she was only 15. We talked briefly about taking day in life one day at a time, and about the power of making each day the best it can be. I remember saying to her, today is the most important day of your life. By treating each day as the most important day, your future will automatically take care of itself. While it's certainly true, we must plan for the future. It's counterintuitive to worry too much about it. It seems to me that one of the biggest mistakes most of us make is assuming that for whatever reasons, tomorrow is going to be more important than today. What a silly assumption. Today is real. We are here today, and there are things we can do. There is no such guarantee with regard to tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow is a thought in our mind. To me, it's always been reassuring to know that I guarantee my best possible future by making today all it can be. I believe the same is true for you, too. This realization seems to take away the urgency and fear associated with not knowing what's going to happen. In fact, making the decision to do your best today actually makes not knowing exactly what's going to happen sort of exciting. You know it's going to work out well, and you know you'll be fine. You just don't know the exact form it's going to take. It's logical that if I do my best today, with today's set of circumstances, and then I do the same thing again tomorrow, and then again the next day, and so forth, I'm setting myself up and planting the seeds for a great future. The decisions I make and the actions I take today will be the best I can do right now. I'll do the same thing tomorrow and next week and next year. Those best I can do decisions will add up and eventually will make up my future. In other words, someday tomorrow's future will be yet another today. And when it arrives, my suggestion is to make it the best day possible. About a year later, I received a wonderful letter from the student stating that while she still didn't know what she was going to do with her life when she was older, her concerns about it were all but over. She said that she had learned to be happy and that the past year was the best year of her life, not because her circumstances were any better or her future was any more secure, but simply because she had made the decision to do her best every day and let the future take care of itself. I have no idea what the future holds for her, but I do have absolute confidence that she will make a significant contribution to society and that her life will be filled with joy. The same will be true of you if you do your best, but don't worry about the future. Hey, teacher! Doing the guy in the tie thing. Okay, I was inspired today by Just Dance by Mayday, cried the captain, and the band earlier played Sparks to the Rescue because they're off the Fearless Records and they sound a lot like Mayday Parade. Mayday Parade has always been on Fearless Records, but they were just picked up by Atlantic Records and one of their singers dropped out of the band and they are now trimmed down to four. If you ask me, their CD coming out this summer, much anticipated by me because it's been 2 years I've been waiting for Mayday. Mayday Parade's coming out with this amazing new sound. Their traditional sound they've had before, indie sound, but they have a new rockin' sound. I can't wait for them. And in honor of that, I'm going to play Mayday Parade. Hope you dig it. I'm Guy in a Tie, my favorite band of all time. The words are coming off the terrible. Is it typical for us to end like that? Well, it's just another scene from a movie that you've seen 100 times. Cause baby, you were the first, you're the last, you're the worst. And I've gone through the blanks in this past with a verse. We can say we could, but frankly, you're not worth it anymore. So say hello to all the boys at the top of this table that you're under. Let's sing lullabies. This is
that you're under. Let's sing lullabies. This is only for the last time. And baby, I understand that you're making new friends. This is how you get by. The moral this time is girls make boys cry. And I say hello, say hello.
So cool, that was May Day Parade. And when you get home, you're so dead. All right, next up, that was off Lessons of Romantics. Amazing CD, I highly recommend you get it. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
They're here.
Number two.
I'll be back.
Only in a rerun.
Number three.
That's incredible. Imagine 7 million people all wanting to live together. Yeah, New York must be the friendliest place on earth.
Number four.
You know what they say. Human see, human do.
Number five.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge. Number one, Poltergeist.
They're here.
Number two, Running Man.
I'll be back. Only in a rerun.
Number three, Crocodile Dundee.
That's incredible. Imagine 7 million people all wanting to live together. Yeah, New York must be the friendliest place on earth.
Number four, Planet of the Apes.
You know what they say, human see, human do.
And number five, Gone with the Wind.
I do.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
All right, I have time to finish up today with another track. I can squeak in six tracks today. This is Land and Fall. They're from Boston, Massachusetts. They are purely rock, pop, indie band. They're unsigned. And I like them a lot because they kind of have that down-to-earth sound that is not quite bigger than life like some of the bands try to be. They're pretty cool, they're unique, and I dig them. This is Land and Fall with a track called Holly Hospital. They're new, they're independent, on Guy in a Tie.
I told you.
Thanks for checking out today's Guided Tie podcast, where you can guarantee your best possible future by making today all it can be. Teens sometimes feel urgency and fear because they don't know what's going to happen in the future. Career, college, relationships, living arrangements, these are things that lie in your future that can bring you anxiety and excitement. If you do your best every day, the future will take care of itself. And that right there takes away your worries. And that was the topic of today's Guided Tie. School's in session. Don't worry about the future. So I hope you dug today's Guided Tie podcast. The Morning Light. We had Sparks to the Rescue. Mayday, Cried the Captain. The Bigger Lights. Land and Fall. And, of course, Mayday Parade. It's been a while since I played them. I dig them. All right. So this is Guided Tie. Send me some emails. Give me some feedback at guidedtie@gmail.com or post to guidedtie.com. But as always, this is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.